Your spoken image is more than just the words you say. It's how you connect with your audience, how you convey your expertise, and it's how you leave a lasting impression. Hey there, this is April Lokar with Semi-Conventional, and I wanted to talk to you about your spoken image strategy. This is an offer that isn't just about refining your speaking skills. It's about aligning your message with your mission to create a meaningful impact. As part of your spoken image strategy, we start with a personalized strategy call. Your transformation really begins with this one-on-one strategy call where we get clear on your goals. We also align on the spoken image pillars that will streamline your talking points, ensuring every word you speak drives your vision forward. And then we have ongoing support as part of this as well. Your transformation doesn't stop at the end of the call. You'll then get 2 weeks of unlimited audio messaging support, and that gives you direct guidance from me as you refine and implement your strategy. So whether you have questions, need feedback, or just want to bounce ideas around, I am here to support you seamlessly. If you're an entrepreneur or a professional who has an upcoming speaking engagement or a networking event, if you aspire to be an impactful speaker in your industry, and if you see value in focusing and elevating a specific area of expertise in your business, we need to talk. If you're ready to speak with purpose and passion, book your spoken image strategy session today at semiconventional.com/spoken image. Now back to the show. If you aren't living under a rock, you have heard about Cowboy Carter and the Tortured Poets Department, both Beyonce and Taylor Swift's new albums that continue to have buzz all around them for a variety of reasons. Well, today we are going to be talking about lessons in communication from both Beyonce and Taylor and what we can take away from them living their best lives and sharing all of the things that they share with the world and how you can implement those same strategies into your spoken image. Let's get into it. Welcome to Her Spoken Image. I'm April Lokar, founder of Semi-Conventional and thought leadership consultant. Are you ready to make a greater impact using your unique perspective? I know what it's like to realize you're in the middle of your career and want to create a new path. I've pivoted from school teacher to corporate trainer to entrepreneur with lots of lessons learned along the way. If you want to use your authentic voice to speak up with confidence, you're going to love it here. Each episode, you'll get actionable tips to master public speaking like a pro while honing your spoken image so your message comes through loud and clear. And we'll do all this through a semi-conventional lens that blends a little tradition with a lot of feminist perspective. Sound good? Then let's get into it. All right, I'm going to be the first one to say I am not a super fan of Beyonce or Taylor Swift. Now, don't come at me if you are. I really enjoy a lot of their music, but I'm just not like super fan status. But obviously, there's no escaping the reach that their latest albums have. Cowboy Carter is a lesson in so many things, but really in being intentional and peeling back the layers of meaning behind so much of the purpose behind that album, what's on it, all of that sort of stuff. I mean, that is just a masterclass in putting something together artistically. And with Taylor Swift's new album, there are so many takeaways that people have had online that I've listened to. And it's just so interesting to me how people take away different things from the same piece of art. And so that's kind of what we're talking about today, is taking some lessons in communication away from both of these powerhouse women and what we can implement in our own spoken image from those lessons. Now, I don't think I have to tell you, they are both amazing storytellers. When Taylor Swift first came out, quite honestly, I would tell our friend that loved her music, she can't sing. Sorry, girlfriend does not have a voice. But he kept coming back with, but her songwriting is so amazing. And I have to say, over the years, she has grown on me because she has developed her singing voice. She has further developed her songwriting skills. And it really is all about the storytelling. And same thing with Beyonce, right? She started off as a pop star, but as she has grown in her career and really developed her storytelling skills through her albums and through her songs are truly, truly remarkable. And on this podcast, we talk so much about storytelling and why that's important. And thinking about the reach that both of these women have with their albums, it's because of the storytelling. Yes, the music is great too, but the stories are really what keeps people interested and it makes them super relatable, right? If you don't love either of these artists, you can probably still find a song where you're like, ooh, yeah, that hits home. Or yeah, I can relate with that. And that truly is the power of a good story, right? Is it is relatable regardless of how much you identify with the person telling that story, right? You don't have to like the person who tells the story, but if the story is great, it's relatable. So the takeaway for you in your business is to think about those stories that you have that relate to things that are bigger than yourself, right? That relate to a wider audience than you think could even take something away from your story, right? But thinking through your stories and what you can put out there in your content or for your audiences, that is what makes you, you, right? No one has the stories that you have, just like Beyonce and Taylor Swift. The second takeaway that I think all of us can take something from both of these women is they each have their niche. They have found their people. So much so that those are the jokes that we see online these days, right? People don't want to upset the Bayhive. They don't want to upset the Swifties because they know the internet will come for them if they upset the fans. Simply by being themselves, putting their stories out there, and making the art that they want to share with the world, their people have found them. And that's a huge lesson that you can take away for your content, your business, your career, by being authentically you. The right group of people will find you. So authenticity is a huge part of their journey as artists. They're not trying to be something or someone that they're not. And I think an even bigger takeaway from the authenticity is they're developing over time. Beyonce from Destiny's Child is a very different artist, a very different person than the Beyonce on Cowboy Carter. Taylor Swift had a whole tour about all the different versions of herself that she's become, right? The Eras Tour was entirely about the difference in these eras as she has grown up and developed into who she is today. And I think so many times as people, especially women in business, we feel like we have to be this one thing and stay that way in order to get our message across. And I think the lesson that we really can take away here is you can change, you can develop, you can be who you are today while becoming the person you're going to be tomorrow. And still, the right people will find you. You're probably not going to appeal to the same person today as you will 10 years from now, right? Especially if you're in business and you are developing your offers or your product, it's going to change. Your target audience is going to change. All of the people that are in your ecosystem will change and develop over time as well. And many of them will stick around. Some will drop off, new ones will come into the mix. So sometimes we're so worried about keeping the people that we have in our ecosystem that we're afraid to change, we're afraid to modify. And I think, again, the lesson that we can learn from Beyonce and Taylor Swift is you can change, you can develop, and still amass this huge fan base Yours may not be huge. That's okay. You can still develop this fan base of people that are in your ecosystem that are in it with you, and they're listening to your message and they're taking it all in, and it's having that bigger impact on the world. So while we took a little bit of a detour into authenticity, I do want to come back to talking about the niche. So again, with Beyoncé and Taylor, they have their niche of people, of fans. And at this point, they're a big niche, right? They're superstars. So they appeal to a lot of different people. When you think about the people that are their super fans, these artists can do no wrong in their eyes. And that's okay. They are going to have these people that are consistently a believer in everything that they do. And you probably have some of those people in your ecosystem as well. People that are like, hey, every time you send an email, I read it. Every time you post something on social media, I'm consuming that content. Every time I hear a new podcast that you're on, I'm listening. And these are the people that are really here for your message. And I think it's important for us to remember those people might not be a huge section of the world like these artists that we're talking about today. You might have 20 people, 2,000 people, 20,000 people. You may have any number of people that are this level of committed to who you are, what your business is about, and all of the things surrounding the message that you're trying to share. And it's important to remember because we need to continue serving our people and our niche, even in the face of criticism, because you are not for everyone and everyone is not for you. And I think we lose sight of that sometimes. My messages, for instance, are probably not going to land with people that are trying to uphold the patriarchy. My podcast is probably not for people that are out there living that trad wife life, doing their best to live that June Cleaver life. This is not who my audience is. You're probably listening to this podcast because you're most likely a woman. If you're not a woman, you're probably a feminist who believes in using your voice to speak life into the big ideas in your head that will make the world a better place. So it's okay that I'm not talking to these other groups of people that don't believe in this mission. My message is not for them. So whatever your big message is, continue sharing it. Your message will hit with all the right people. Now, the other thing to consider when it comes to a niche is that you probably have some crossover with other people's audiences. For example, you probably don't have a ton of people in the Beyoncé superfan and Taylor Swift superfan category. You might have a Beyoncé superfan who also likes some Taylor Swift songs, and vice versa. So if you think you are competing with another entrepreneur or someone else in your company who has a very similar job, maybe you have the same job and you're both going after a promotion, you're not necessarily in direct competition with one another because you each bring your own stuff to the table. And again, we saw this with Beyoncé and Taylor's concerts this past summer. They held their concerts on different coasts at different times so that people did not have to choose between going to one concert one day and one concert the next day. If they wanted to, they could go to both, because these women uphold one another and they uplift each other and their audiences. They realize that while they have super strong fan bases, they also don't want to compete with one another and pit their fan bases against each other and force them to choose. How this relates to your business is if you have somebody that does something similar to you, see how you can work with that person instead of against that person. You are not in competition. A piece of the pie for them does not mean less of the pie for you. Instead of thinking about this as a pie in general, this is a pie factory, right? There's more to go around. So you don't need to be worried about the competition aspect Very, very rarely is that even a factor in most of our businesses and with most of our attention. So collaborating with somebody rather than competing against them is going to help you both. If you really believe in that big idea or that big message that you feel like you are here to share with the world, there are more than enough resources to go around to support you and everyone else that is working on the same or similar things. So really focus on collaboration over competition in order to further that end goal. The last and possibly most important lesson that we can take away from Beyoncé and Taylor's communication is strategy. The way these two artists have gone about getting buzz generated for their music and to share across social media so it becomes something much, much bigger than what they can do on their own is, again, remarkable. And you can see them testing out different strategies if you look back on what they've done. For example, when Beyoncé just blindly released her Lemonade album and no one even knew it was coming, that was genius, right? It had everybody talking about it. It was trending. Cowboy Carter, I think, was at the top of the charts immediately because it was so different than things she's done in the past, right? So she is constantly testing out different things. And the strategy that both Beyoncé and Taylor have around their music and their art is they are not starving their audience, right? Many of us are so worried about giving too much away, but these artists are constantly putting out new stuff, new singles. They are engaging with their fans. They are constantly present with their audience. So they're not starving us of that attention. They are building on top of it because they know this is a well that they have inside of them that's not going to dry up. And I challenge you in your business to do the same things. Now, I'm not saying you have to have a marketing team like, you know, these people who, let's face it, they have a lot more resources than 99.9% of people in the world. But even just you on your own, if you are in your career or if you are an entrepreneur, you can put together your own strategy of different ideas that you think could work for you, for your audience, and then test it, right? Do little things here and there that put out new content in different ways to see if that reaches your audience in a better way. If you're constantly on social media, try podcasting. If you're on podcasts, try writing an email newsletter, right? You can try all of these different things to get your communications out there and share your message. And again, the communication strategy is going to be the biggest part of that. I mention strategy because we often will try something once, like we're throwing spaghetti on the wall. And we're like, oh, well, it didn't work that time. I made a reel. Nobody saw it. Good luck. I'm not doing that again. But sometimes it just takes testing it again. And so if you have a strategy in place of, hey, I'm going to spend the next 3 months or even the next 3 weeks trying this one technique and testing out different ways of doing it, right? And thinking about it as like micro experiments within your overall strategy, that's definitely going to help you long term. And if you're not sure where to start on your strategy, reach out to me. You can DM me on Instagram. You can reach out to me even on Threads. I've been on there a lot more lately. Or send me an email, april@semiconventional.com. And let's chat about what your strategy is and get you moving in a direction. Because oftentimes we're so worried about going in the right direction that we stay still and we don't do anything. And one thing that I was telling my kids recently is oftentimes there's not one right decision. There's definitely wrong decisions, but there's not always one clear right decision. So make a decision and then you can pivot along the way. You can tweak things. You can, you know, take a different path, but get moving and implement some level of a strategy around your communication. If you don't yet have a strategy on what it is that you're talking about, if you are talking about 8 different topics, let's zone that down into one main thing. And that way we can get very clear on who you're talking to and test out some of these other strategies along the way, right? Some of these micro experiments. But don't be afraid to get started because you're not sure it's the right thing. Get started with something. So I think that's what I want to leave you with today, is that when you're thinking about some of these people that are out here that are superstars, a lot of times we think, I can't do what they do, right? They have all these resources, they put in all this work, and now they're at this point I could never get to. That may be true, but you can take lessons from different tactics that they're using and the way that they communicate with their audiences and the world in order to implement something in your business or in your career that is going to help you move the needle. If you thought anything from today's episode was helpful, please follow the show or subscribe, depends on which app you're on, but follow the show and leave a quick review would be really, really helpful so that I can hear from you what you like and keep building more on that, because each episode of this podcast is my own personal little test experiment, right? And I get to look at the analytics and see what it is you all like. So if you just want to tell me, that'd be even simpler. So follow the podcast, leave a review. It helps other people find this as well. And I'll catch you next time. Before you go, thanks for listening. Hit that subscribe button, then leave a review so other aspiring thought leaders can find the show and hone their spoken image too. That's it for today. And remember, I'm rooting for you.